Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, it's the DJV program, and we are in action. Another hour of conversation focused on, you know, the birds and the bees. So there are two things that seem to be on the top of people's minds. That is whether we are on pace to withdraw by August 31st from Afghanistan, or whether it is important to wear a mask, get the shots, go to school, dance around. So, Jennifer, you can pick which of those two you would like to start with. Ladies,
let's start
choice.
With the more, well, we could do alphabetical. We could start with probably the more immediate one. But Afghanistan yesterday, I think, was definitely the biggest story, even with all of the stuff going on with COVID. And that was the president came out and said that he is going to continue to withdraw on August 31st. Now, many people, both Democrats and Republicans.
On August 31st or by August 31st?
By August 31st. Yeah, I should be clear about that. But he's taken some incoming from both sides of the aisle because many people believe that we shouldn't be leaving Americans behind. And it is also believed that he's not going to be able to get everybody out, all Americans out by August the 31st. And even his own White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said that we have to get our troops out before August 31st. That's next Tuesday. So troops have to be gone. The evacuation effort will only continue for a few more days. And who is going to make it out, I think, is the question. And some of our G7 allies were trying to convince Biden that this wasn't the right move, that he should try to get everybody out because they're trying to get their nationals out as well. But Biden stayed pretty true to what he wanted to do, and that is to get everyone gone by August the 31st. This was after the Taliban came out earlier in the day and said they wouldn't extend the deadline and give the United States more room, more leeway to get people out. And I guess my question is, why are we listening to what the Taliban has to say anyway? If we have people there and we don't want to leave, or the American military, for crying out loud, we don't need the Taliban telling us what guidelines to follow or anything else. They've already broke the conditions that were set up under President Trump. Biden is being criticized because he didn't have any conditions with the Taliban for them to honor, which is why this has been such a kind of an atrocity in leaving. So why are we listening to what they have to say? Why aren't we saying we'll leave when we're ready after every American that wants to get out has gotten out? And so there's some criticism now coming to Biden from both the right and from the left. And people are privately now trying to evacuate others. It's just...
How privately?
Like,
what do you mean? Hire their own planes?
Yeah, people who are here, like I was telling you a couple, whatever it was, maybe a week and a half ago, this girl I went to grade school with who was in the military was trying to make arrangements to privately get people that she had worked with in the military out. There are news organizations who are trying to get people out. It's not all just coming from the government, which is only going to lead to the chaos and the confusion over the next couple of days to try to get everyone out. And what another element of this is that while you would think our priority would be to get all of the Americans out of Afghanistan, there's a lot of focus on just the Americans in Kabul. They're not focusing on Americans throughout the country. And it seems that there's also being equal priority given to the Afghanis who want to leave Afghanistan and get them back here. So now we've got a refugee problem as well. And one of the suggestions from the Biden administration is that we take people off the border, ask them to volunteer at our southern border, take them there to Afghanistan to help process visas and paperwork. I mean, it's...
Huh? What?
Yes.
Take
you
people
heard it.
Boy, you mean people that are trying to get into our country?
Border patrol agents that are already being overwhelmed at our southern border, and take them into Afghanistan to help process paperwork because people
are.
So
who's really doing all this thinking?
I think it's got to be someone like Susan Rice around Biden. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's another blast from
the
past.
Why would we not think this is Biden? This is what he's been saying all along. He campaigned on this. I don't get it.
I think, because Biden doesn't come up with the details. No president does. And so who's coming up with these ridiculous details? I think Biden looks completely taken by surprise when the news media, he's not answering many questions, if you've noticed. This is very consistent. But when he's answered questions, he seems taken aback by some of the things that the media is telling him. And so the question is he being protected by people around him? Is he not paying attention to what people are saying? I mean, he's been asked about, you know, the people hanging off the plane. He said, well, that was 3 or 4 days ago.
You mentioned Susan Rice. I'd forgotten about her. She was a bad actor in the Obama administration and made plenty of messes come true. Who's responsible for the two House members that were trying to go, or did they go to Afghanistan? Nancy Pelosi told them not to go, but they wanted to go anyway. And I was trying to figure out who it was. I just saw that out of the corner of my eye. The two that are critical of the situation there, Afghanistan withdrawal, et cetera, et cetera. Why would Nancy Pelosi?
One of your guys from Massachusetts, Seth Moulton.
Seth Moulton, okay.
And
Peter Meyer.
Peter Meyer, yeah. One Democrat, one Republican.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of House members, mostly House members, not members of the Senate so much, but most members of the House who have served in Afghanistan, both Democrats and Republicans,
they both have
coming
apparently
out about this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they did a big meeting yesterday where they came out and they talked about all of this, and they did a press conference, and they were trying to speak to what should be going on, what's not happening, and what will happen if things are not corrected. Unfortunately, I think they were lobbying a bit too late because the Biden administration already made their decision to continue to honor this August 31st withdrawal date.
Really, on a sort of a related but political reality level of discussion that we're talking about, I was just thinking with Seth Moulton and this other fellow from Michigan, how out of touch sometimes these people, whether they be members of Congress or members of the Senate, and an example of that has nothing to do with Afghanistan. I got an invitation yesterday from Elizabeth Warren to come to a rally for Mayor Spicer, who is one of the worst possible people that she could support. And I just wondered, I sent back an email to her office asking her if she realized what she was stepping into. Because and this is back to staff and people who are sort of, you know, I understand Warren would want to support her because she's a black woman and that fits right into her wheelhouse. But she embarrasses herself or leaves herself open. There's not one Democrat, not one city official, not one state official that supports this woman for re-election for mayor. So why would she come into, why would her staff leave her open to the kind of criticism that she's going to get because she's supporting someone who has no support from local leaders and state leaders in her own party?
At least it's someone in her own state. She's also campaigning for Gavin Newsom in California.
Wow.
It makes you wonder what that's all about. She's recorded commercials and, I think maybe her money can
all
be
of that
purchased
is,
right now.
Anybody campaigning for Gavin Newsom who's in the Democratic Party, it has so much less to do with him than the upcoming, you know, Senate appointment. So that's where,
not,
I mean, that's
I mean
very,
no one knows. No one knows if there's going to be a Senate appointment.
I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg's sudden death and then the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett, I think that has a lot of people still spooked on the Democratic side. So I think that they're planning ahead for that. So I think it's pretty transparent, pretty obvious. It has less to do with how awesome they think Gavin Newsom is and just what the alternative would be.
Mm. All right.
A lot
so
better than what you got, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so now we've got this situation with the mask mandate. Let's go over to that side of the discussion table. Governor Brown of Oregon announcing, among other, there are a bunch of states that have decided to do this and companies as well, requiring people to wear masks in outdoor settings. I noticed here in Massachusetts that the State Board of Education has voted to mandate masks for everybody in school. Teachers have to have shots. Children have to wear masks at least until the 1st of October. And then there's, you know, some review of what goes on. Because most people who are predictors here are saying that the apex of this, we're about in it now or will be in it around Labor Day, and it'll crest and then slide off and probably the end of September, sometime in October. The number of cases. See, I don't get into the numbers game. I don't really care what the numbers are. Hospitalizations are at a high point, but how many people are dying versus
what
happened
early on? Well, it's more than a high point. I mean, we're, you know, Alabama's at 102% capacity. They're the worst state. You know, and then surprisingly, New Jersey is the best state. We're only at 40% capacity with the ICU. But, I mean, deaths are happening. Deaths are
way up. More people in Florida seem to be dying of COVID.
Yeah. I mean, they're dying in New York and New Jersey and the states that aren't, you know, as heavily hit as like Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi. Those are the worst states. So, I mean, people are, deaths are way up. Ventilator use is way up. I understand Afghanistan's a big issue, but, like, I have a lot of friends right now who are really sick with COVID who are fully vaccinated, and thank God that they are. I mean, this is a big issue.
Is it a thank God that they are? I have been hearing so many people having these breakthrough cases, and it's making me think, why?
Well, that's unfortunate because people are really getting sick. Yeah,
no,
but they're,
no,
but they're,
but that are
it
really
been
getting
a,
sick.
Jen, what I'm saying though is that it would be a lot worse. Like friends of mine with underlying conditions like asthma, which I have, so I'm afraid to get this too because now it's turned into pneumonia. They're not dying from it, and their doctors have all said that because of, you know, underlying conditions, they probably would have died or would be on a ventilator.
It's hard to say though because not everybody dies from COVID. Don't forget, 99% of people who get COVID,
fewer
it's actually not
now.
99%. It's in the 80 percentile of self-resolving cases. It's not 99%. But anyway,
so
I'm not going
know
to say
what
that
to
you should
because I've seen
that's
both of those numbers.
I would actually be keeping people from dying.
But it's troubling.
I want to know where the numbers are coming from because I've seen and heard both what Victoria just said and what Jennifer said.
Because it's
so I don't
happening.
Know what
that's
to believe.
About what?
Right.
About numbers.
What?
Who's in
numbers,
the hospital?
Which, no one knows.
Who's
no
dying?
No one knows anything about anything.
And that's right.
There are numbers that come out every day. What are you guys talking about?
I know there are numbers. For, but you got your numbers. Jennifer's got her numbers.
Yeah,
I see different numbers.
Guys.
That's the point. I'm saying that it's hard to know. It's a difficult situation for sure. I'm getting another shot on Friday. Because I think that's the thing to do. I'm disappointed in the Pfizer effectiveness. That, more than anything else, is a conversation to have, I think. 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike Gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeenGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
After the hour now on the DJV program, you get from listening to this snippet of one of the Stones' best songs that social media is focused on the Stones, and in fact it is because of the passing of drummer Charlie Watts, which will be in our focus in a moment.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
So, with the passing of Charlie Watts, 80 years of age, he was the only drummer that the Rolling Stones ever had. The story, this sort of is the official announcement.
The Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts. Since 1963, he's been one of rock's greatest drummers, giving up a career in graphic design to be the backbeat of the world's greatest rock and roll band.
Me and the guy who lived next door is a bass player. We started listening to records together. I thought, yeah, I want to do that in a club in New York.
A jazz fan since childhood, his tight but loose style propelled some of the most iconic songs of all time. Jagger and Richards riffs into classics. As an artist, he helped design some of the stages for their biggest tours. He spent his career as a sea of calm in the middle of musical chaos, playing his way into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and into music history.
Very fortunate.
We remember Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts.
Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones, all have stuff, a lot of things to say about this, as you can imagine. He was the oldest member. He had been a big smoker, had throat cancer, and so now at the age of 80, he was the oldest, as I said. And when you hear that beat, how many of you recognize, like, the intros to most of the Stones songs feature the drum? And that it almost sets the tone for all of their hits. And he was very quiet. I didn't realize that he was a graphic design person. Did you know he designed the album covers and all of that stuff? I had no idea that was part of his shtick. Anyway, he had started and continued with a group, kind of his own band, called the Charlie Watts Quartet, more jazz, because he was more of a jazz person. At least he wanted to tell people that, whether we believed it or not under the circumstances. A lot of people said he was the soul of the band. But for me, anyway, I'm at this point, and I'm surprised there are as many people left from the Stones, given their lifestyle.
I can't believe Charlie was the first to go.
Yeah, I know. When you look at Keith, you mean? Keith,
yeah. Right. He's pickled.
He really is.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway.
Well, it's sad. It happened very quickly.
Yeah. Well, it was the best way. It's just, I don't know. Brian Jones drowned way back in the 60s. And he was the only other one that's gonzo. But it's pretty sobering. Another big star from the rock era, hitting the road, if you will. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech stories. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify Home has announced that its fastest to date level 2 home charger, Home Station, is now on sale at Electrify Home website for $649. Customers may also choose to purchase the Home Station through Amazon for the $649, subject to their shipping and returns policy. New owners can install the home charger themselves or choose from installation packages offered by third-party service providers. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As stranded Americans beg for help getting out of Afghanistan, the Biden administration's self-induced disaster with regards to withdrawing Americans and her allies from Afghanistan.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable. Should that become necessary?
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the president has dishonored America.
It's the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times. Biden has signed the death warrant for thousands of Afghans who helped us. He's washing his hands of Afghanistan at our peril as a nation.
California Congressman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Well, I think the decision to get out is the right decision. This looks like a planning failure, a military planning failure, as to how we draw down our forces, how we evacuate our personnel.
An unidentified American in Afghanistan begs for help.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. Carol Miller, our congresswoman, and her team have been my only strength here. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wednesday, August the 25th on the eve. So, yeah, that was fast. Sometimes I want to go zoom. Let's get into it. It is, I'll make it a little more precise. It's Wednesday, August the 25th, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan as well. Jay taking some time off for her voice, which is a good thing. So you intrigued me, Jennifer. I think you said this off the air, not on the air, but we've had back and forth the business about what the story is with COVID. What is it, really? And then the something popped up on my screen that intrigued me, and that is what makes up these vaccines? What's in them? Anybody know? Have you ever, either of the two of you, looked up what is actually the active ingredient?
Actually. Because the reason that there are a couple of things going on with me and the vaccine, and that is that I've already had COVID. That's number one. Number two is that I had a really bad reaction to an injectable a few years ago. That, I mean, I was demonstrating the symptoms.
What kind of injectable are we talking about?
I had a Depo-Provera shot. Now, you might think, well, that has nothing to do with the vaccine, but I've been very concerned about the stabilizing liquid that's used in the vaccine, because I believe that that was probably what gave me this reaction, and it was bad. I had black eyes. I was sick for. I had a fever for over a month.
Phosphocholine. These are things that you couldn't pronounce. If
well,
your life depended on
it. And it's very hard to find. If you go through it and try to
I'm
find
the
ingredients.
I'm on the CDC website.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the active ingredients in the Pfizer vaccine. Nucleoside modified mRNA encoding the viral spike glycoprotein of SARS-CoV-2. So we had that before. People have compared this to SARS because SARS is just another flu.
Well, it's a coronavirus.
Really,
it's
another virus. Yeah, right.
Right.
Let's see. And Moderna has basically the same ingredient. And let's see here. I'm looking for, what is this? What's Janssen? What do you suppose
that's
that
the Johnson
is?
Johnson.
Oh, it's called Janssen?
It's Johnson & Johnson / Janssen.
Oh, okay. All right. And that is a recombinant replicating incompetent
and yeah, that means dead virus. That's so we know that that's the different one between
right. an incompetent virus.
Yes, right. That's because it's dead. But just looking at this stuff, nobody knows what this is anyway. Cholesterol is an inactive ingredient in the two, the Pfizer and Moderna. The inactive ingredient in the Johnson & Johnson is citric acid, which I think, is that the binding agent? Is that what makes it bind to other cells in your body, that sort of thing? Sodium chloride is in this. Sodium chloride is a common factor in the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson. Potassium chloride. So one wonders, and sucrose, which is sugar, is an ingredient in both Pfizer and Moderna. And then there's other stuff in here you can't pronounce. But I guess I wasn't curious before, but you intrigued me, Jennifer, with what you were saying, and so that's why I looked at this.
I just, you know, and here's the thing. I would like someone to be able to say there's nothing similar between these two injections. I think that would make people, that would make me personally feel better. But by and large, I just think there's a lot of information that's out there that people read, and then they think it's true, or they hear someone saying on television, and they think it's true. I went to, in having this conversation with Victoria about the numbers, I was like, okay, let's see if we can get to the numbers of people who are recovering without the vaccine or just in general recovering from COVID. It's very difficult to find those numbers. And so I went to Worldometer, which I used to use at the beginning of all of this a year ago. It seems to be pretty straightforward with tracking stuff and tracking cases. And it's really interesting just to look at the numbers, which admittedly I have not done since we were in the throes of this. I was checking this website. I think many of us probably were in the first few months of COVID, because everybody was like, wow, what is, you know, you're tracking this, but now that it's here and it's become the new normal, I don't know how, like, how awake we are to this. So what they're reporting is that there have been 31 million, and I'm not going to give you all the numbers, but 31 million closed cases, 30 million recovered cases, which means that the death, and 648,000 deaths, which is about 2%. Of people who get COVID will die. So it's, according to Worldometer, it's a 2% death rate. But if you go state by state, and what's interesting in looking up all the differences in the states is that Victoria State, actually of New Jersey, had the most deaths per million in the population. How did it go? So of all of the states, 3,000 and change, 3,000 people were dying for every million of the population in New Jersey. That's, we got hit really hard. That's even higher than New York. New York's is 2,808. So maybe
because New York buckled down really quickly as soon as it spread, and New Jersey didn't. And so New Jersey was always on track to be hit harder, because most people in, if you take like the majority of the upper half of our state, they all commute in and out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
it's
more,
like Long Island got hit harder,
state,
and so did Jersey. And, yeah.
Well, your that was, death yeah, rate is higher than any other state. It's crazy.
I know.
By a lot. Like California is 1,651, Florida is 1,989. So by a lot. So you know, again, maybe the numbers that are coming out state by state are a little bit different, and based on nurse, you know, based on the hospital capacity, all that stuff. But why is it so difficult to drill down and find those numbers? I mean, it's just a piece of this.
Are you suggesting that we're not being told the whole story? Is that the reason you're
asking
the
question? I'm suggesting that this whole thing, and it's something I say every single day, and I think we all agree, this whole thing has become so flipping political. Mm. This is people's health. These are people's lives. We should not have to worry about who's saying what, what source is coming. I mean, it's incredibly difficult to just get the facts that you're looking for. And it shouldn't be. This should be at the top.
But
this
you
should
see
be the
what,
easiest thing.
Part of it is, Jennifer, that there are so many committees, these advisory committees, and they're faceless and nameless. Some of them are doctors. Some of them work for Pfizer. Some of them work for Moderna. Some of them work for Johnson & Johnson. So they take that information at the CDC. A lot of the people that work at the CDC are folks who have worked for these various drug companies and other drug companies. The same is true at the FDA. And so you wonder what really, it is very difficult for the average person to find the info as you're suggesting and then to understand it and then to believe it because you wonder what advocacy is in front of. What's
well,
in first place here?
Who's, I guess it's
who's
also,
representing
I'm
the American people, the average person who gets this? That's the part of it.
I personally am super frustrated today because I've read some stories just recently, and I talked to a bunch of people yesterday, and Victoria's been talking about the people with the breakthrough cases with the vaccine. Look, we were told the masks were going to keep us safe. The masks didn't really keep us safe. Then we're told the vaccine is supposed to keep us safe, and we keep moving.
No one ever said that, though, Jen. That's something that people didn't. No one has ever said that the vaccine will keep you from getting
get
COVID.
But they keep saying get the vaccine. Jen, this is basic. Come on. We have to. This is what Doug is hearing. Everyone
has said. Okay, well then, no offense, then you guys aren't paying attention to what the scientists are actually saying.
But how is the scientist to believe?
This has been very basic and straightforward from the beginning. Fauci's been saying it. You can go to any other source. Every doctor's been saying it. The vaccine keeps you from dying and keeps you from being hospitalized.
That is the point of the vaccine. I believe that if you get the vaccine, you want to get another shot.
Okay, in my state of New Jersey, I watch the governor and the health commissioner every single, it's like three times a week, they've been doing the press conferences. It's the same consistent message from the beginning. The vaccine helps prevent serious illness, hospitalization, and death. And if you have a breakthrough case, which is a stupid word, and a lot of scientists are very anti that word because it's stupid, it doesn't mean that you're breaking through the vaccine and it's not working. If you get COVID and you don't go to the hospital and you're vaccinated, the vaccine has worked. That's what it's supposed to do. This is very simple, and everyone wants to get into drilling down into the tiniest minutia to try to say, oh, well, that's not what they said, and that's political, and now
because
everything
really,
is stupid and political again.
That's not the point of the vaccine. I respect what you have heard, but I think Doug and I heard something
different.
That's what
every doctor has said.
No, it isn't, Victoria.
What doctor has told you that if you get the vaccine? So Jack Stockwell told you if you get the vaccine, you're never going to get sick with it? Because then Jack's wrong.
We talk about vaccines in general and what they do and what they don't do. The essence of what Jack won't even get vaccinated. I kind of throw his opinion out here. Okay, hold on a second, please. You're very passionate about this, and I get it. We all are. Because we need to be accurate here.
That's
I understand, and that's the problem. What Jennifer's point is we don't know what is
real, and that's what's so confusing.
Because there's no real authority here.
That hasn't changed from what I've been hearing.
Well, we all use Fauci at the beginning. At the beginning we did. And now we don't. And so it's just, that's the problem here is that I'll use myself as an example. At the beginning I thought, nah, I'm not going to bother. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm not going to get into this whole business, because I don't like vaccines. And then I started listening to the things that my family was saying about how this works for them. And I thought to myself, okay, I don't see that there's a risk to taking this, to having the shots, and I want to be protective of my family and what they think is accurate. So that's what got me at first to get the shots. I didn't think there was a downside, and I thought there would be an upside, at least as far as being honest with my family, telling them that I have the vaccine. And then the more I thought about it, the better I felt about having it myself, and the more I felt about having the people who are around me. I'm not physically around the two of you, or Jay, we're here on the air, and it feels like we're in the same room together, but we're actually all of us thousands, hundreds, and thousands of miles apart. Not true with the people that I work with on the farm. And I wanted to, I remember early on, one of the fellows who works on the farm said to me, I don't trust the fact that a couple of the people on the farm would get the shots. So I made it my business to put them all in the truck and bring them down and get the first shot. And they none of them objected. Then I brought them down, I got the second shot. And I'm going to bring them down on Friday and get the third shot. Because I think there's more good that comes from it. I don't, I mean, I just read this stuff that's online from the CDC about what may happen, what doesn't happen. Well, I have not seen any negative impact with anybody that I know. I know that there are stories. I know that there is fact. I know that people have had reactions to it. But I don't see at this point that there is a more of a downside than there is an upside. And so that's what I use to weigh my decision. There's more of an upside for me in a number of different categories
exactly
of thinking.
Exactly what people should be doing.
Think it through for yourself.
But to a lot of people, it's a very convenient narrative right now for a lot of people to say, oh, see, the vaccines don't work. That's completely ignorant.
That's up to them. I can't influence everybody. We all have to make our own decisions.
And this is the point. This is the point. This is how people feel if people are, because there's now also a lot of fake news out there, which is where this conversation all started, that everybody who gets COVID is going to die. The death rate, we just said, is 2%, according to Worldometer. So not everybody who gets COVID is going to die. And by telling people that, then they think, well, why are you pushing so hard? Why, if I'm going to get sick anyway, and I'm a healthy person, would I just get sick and get the natural immunity and antibodies that I would get from getting sick? There are those people. There are a lot of people who are also doing this for the weirdest and wackiest of reasons. I think the point is you have to evaluate what's good for you, and the only way to do that is by getting unbiased information, which, at least in my mind, is very hard to find.
We've got to move on.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. To save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Lots of active conversation about important info that you need to hear. You can have the arguments with yourself, or you can listen to us argue about it. Tech Talk is a feature every day where there isn't much arguing because the things are very straightforward. The information that Victoria researches is pretty right, kind of right on, if you will. For example, the fact that Walmart is launching a new delivery service. Did they have one before? Walmart doesn't make it with me. They have had one, in other words, you're saying.
Yes, they have. Yeah. Walmart has been on this mission for the last probably 5 years or so to be a really strong competitor to Amazon. Hasn't worked yet, but this is another step forward that they're taking. They have they already have logistics and delivery services in place, and so now they're offering those services to other companies as part of a new, what they call, last mile delivery service. So it's called Walmart Go Local, and they hope to serve as a white label delivery offering for businesses that are both big and small. And so the details of Walmart Go Local are fairly sparse yet. This is a brand new thing that they've just launched, although Walmart does say that the service will be competitively priced and that it has already established a number of contractual agreements with national and enterprise retail clients. So what happens is Walmart says the pricing will be based on the needs of the client and based on what they want to offer their customers. So Let's say you're a small business, right? You're a retail store, maybe, and people are ordering online or they're calling up on the phone and saying, I want to order XYZ. So then that business then pings Walmart, and Walmart's Go Local, that delivery service will then dispatch a delivery driver, collect whatever the products are, and then deliver to the customer. So it's kind of like Postmates or DoorDash, where you have a third party coming to pick up a product that's not related to your business and then delivering it for you. It's very similar to that model, which is actually really smart. Uber Eats, kind of the same thing, right? Uber started out as just giving you a ride share, and then now if you order from McDonald's, Uber Eats will go and pick it up for you and bring it to you. So Walmart is getting in on that game. Very, very similar structure. One difference, though, is Walmart's version has its own driver pool. So the drivers that are delivering for Walmart Go Local, they're going to actually be pulled from Walmart's Spark delivery service. So Spark already is sort of like Uber for grocery delivery or Instacart, which is another Walmart partner. And so they're essentially opening them up to non-Walmart deliveries, non-food deliveries, things like that. So Spark, and the one of the major problems that Walmart has right now is they have so many different subsidiaries. They have Go Local, they have Spark, they have Drone Up, which is the drone delivery service. All of this will eventually probably have a Walmart moniker on it, which is, I think, essential for branding. But for right now, I mean, they have drones. They have 10,000 drones that have been already approved by the FAA. So Walmart is really trying to just push into the delivery area.
Imagine the skies filled with these things.
In some parts, they already are. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind
Amazon
of crazy.
Has the little robot things that roll down the street in L.A. and deliver to you. So it's the same thing.
I think I'd be tempted to run them over if I was driving down the street.
They're on the sidewalk. They're cute.
Yeah, okay. Like what? What was that? That was an R2-D2.
Yes. Would you run over R2-D2 or BB-8?
No, I wouldn't probably do that. All right. 56 past the hour. T-Mobile up next in our focus after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's T-Mobile giving customers free?
Well, customers of T-Mobile, both current and new, will get 1 year of Apple TV Plus. So, essentially, and it doesn't matter, this is kind of cool because it doesn't matter what package you have, if you have a plan with T-Mobile, or if you're going to sign in to be a new customer, or if you're a business customer, every current customer of T-Mobile will get 12 months free of Apple TV Plus. And essentially, what they're trying to do is, they had that huge breach that we talked about, right?
Yep,
and so this is a freebie that is going to cost them a lot of money, but they're really trying to keep customers happy with a free year of Ted Lasso. So Ted Lasso is magical, and maybe that can make people forget about the breach. That's their plan.
That's the plan, huh? I got to find out where Ted Lasso is on which of the services.
Apple TV Plus.
On Apple TV. Okay,
yep.
So I got that. I want to see some more.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, there we have that summary.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.